Okay, Lamed Dalid, first column. We just start. No, 1 second. Yeah. When second column. And now the Alter Rebbe is explaining the connection between Sukkos and Chanukah. The Beis Shammai says the reason why you go downward, 8, 7, 6, 5, is corresponding with the bulls of Sukkos that started 13, then went to 12 and 11, and so on. And he says, what's the inyan of the bulls of Sukkos? Sukkos is makif level, the encompassing level. And he says, Vayidei, like 10 lines into the paragraph of Lamed Dalet, second column. So he says, what is the inyan of the descending order of the bulls of Sukkos? Because Yam want to destroy evil, and therefore the Makif level of Sukkos is able to get rid of the, to make them the Goyim in descending order, so to speak. Chanukah is also the level of Makif, because it's the level of 8, like the 8 anointed ones. Okay, so he says like this. By Chanukah, it's also makif, therefore, but you have, that's what you learned. You like it at night, in the street. Why? Because you have to get rid of the klipa. What's the difference, though, between Chanukah and Sukkos? So like this. Chanukah, b'chinas mulchama. Chanukah had to be a battle to get rid of the goyim. Sukkos was like, you brought the bulls, automatically, you didn't have to fight the goyim, automatically the goyim became descending order. Dafka, through the level of makifim, do you get rid of evil? Why? Like he says before the expression, makif misama eni achitzenim. Makif, because it's so powerful, it's too powerful from coming into a keli, into a vessel, it's too great to become internalized, so it's a very powerful level, and is able to get rid of evil. Therefore it says, it's better to trust in Hashem than trust in people, but it uses the word Havaya, which is the higher level. So why is Chanukah battle and Sukkos not battle? See, it says simple. Sukkos is biblical and Chanukah is rabbinic. The mitzvah of Chanukah is rabbinic. Sukkos is biblical. It's not through a battle, because it's coming directly from Hashem, so to speak, not through the Chachamim. I mean, the Chacham also comes from Hashem, but it goes through the Chachamim, versus when it's biblical, it comes directly straight from Hashem. And because Chanukah and Sukkos are both the level of Makifim, both the level of, in Chutzlars, 8 days, Therefore, Beis Shammai learns Chanukah, which is rabbinic, he learns it from the biblical source of Sukkos, but it's really the same level. It's all the Makifim level. First, you need to have a power. I'll explain in a second. Sometimes when you want to get rid of evil, you need a massive surge at the beginning, and then you could start taking it easier, so to speak. Yeah? They do that in medicine, they do that in a whole bunch of things.
A powerful loading dose,
yeah? And then you're able to go less and less. Because you want to get rid of evil, both on Sukkos and Chanukah, so therefore, Beis Shammai says, first you need a power dose of 8, which is supernatural. And then you're able to go a little less, like even antibiotics, right? You take a lot at the beginning, and then you, two doses at the beginning, and then you go down. So now the question is, why does Beis Shammai disagree? If Chanukah and Sukkos are both the level of Makif, and you want to get rid of evil, so why does Beis Hillel say you go up rather than down? He says, the Leidama Lil Mitzami Priyachad. Beis Hillel holds, you can't learn it out from Sukkos, from the bulls of Sukkos. Why? Kichaga Sukkos Deiraisa. Kasukis is biblical. Biblical comes from the level of Chachma. Momayla Lamata. Vim came Bavanim, Shechagil Mitzar Atzme, Momayla Lamata. Therefore, the revelation of Sukkis is from higher to lower, 13, 12, 11. Therefore, the higher revelation, because it's coming straight from Hashem, like he said, can you limit the hand of Hashem? Meaning, Beis Hillel holds, though, you can't liken Sukkis to Hanukkah. Sukkis is a power coming from Hashem. Directly. Mumaila Lamata. It's not what the Chachamim established. That's Mumata Lamaila. And it's Mumata Lamaila. It's the Chachamim, the people established the Yom Tov. Versus coming directly straight from Hashem. Mashaik in Mechanica Shumed Rabbanon, Shehem im Shechli is Gilui Zeh. That the Chachamim revealed that power im Ken Kiv and Shemam Shechim Zeh Lamata. Because they bring it down. So therefore, Beis Hillel says no. Because the Chachamim made it, the Chachamim don't have the ability to give this power surge from the beginning, because only Hashem Himself could do that.
Well, you know that's not true.
What?
You know that Hanukkah is higher than Sukkot.
It doesn't say here it's higher than Sukkot. All the Yom Tevim are going to be bottled except Chanukah. Right. Yeah. But it doesn't mean that Chanukah is greater. In that respect, Chanukah is greater than Sukkot. Yes. In that respect, Chanukah is greater than Sukkot. But this is still biblical. I'll give you another halachic example to this. There's a famous machlekes in the Rishonim. If when the Torah says you can't eat pig, does that mean pig becomes forbidden or a person is not allowed to eat pig? It's called gavra or cheftza. Is when the Torah forbids something, is it on the person or is it the object? There's a lot of halachic differences in it. So many rishonim, the halacha is, even though the ritva and the dorim, there's a whole, whatever, it's not enough. But there are opinions in halacha that a biblical mitzvah is the chefza, the object. Other rishonim hold, no, it's on the person. Many rishonim hold, by a rabbinic thing, it's only on the person, not on the object. In other words, the Torah could say, pig, to use Hasidic language, is shalosh klipas hatameis. Total evil. But l'mashal, chicken and milk, which is rabbinic, Chachamim don't have the ability to say the object becomes klipa. They say you can't eat it. That the Chachamim can control the person. This you're allowed to do, this you're not allowed to do. This you have to do, this you don't have to do. So, according to Chassidus, and Tanya, the Rebbe says clearly, even this is Rabban and Sholshkin Satmeis. Then there's an argument, let's say, on time. When the Torah says you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, does that mean the food becomes treif on Yom Kippur? Or no, the food can't be a minute before Yom Kippur it's kosher, a minute after Yom Kippur it's kosher, all of a sudden Yom Kippur becomes treif. Yeah? So then, as many Rishonim hold, it's as many as it's called, a time-bound thing, is only on the object, on the person, not on the object. Even that is questionable. So I'm saying, Beis Hillel holds, because Chan Tzukis is biblical, Chachamim, the Torah, Hashem Himself, has the ability to break evil, but this power surge. Chachamim Chanukah don't have that ability. So because it's coming from us, our Avedi start a little bit, and then more, and more, and more. You can't have an Aravedi, Mamata Lamaila, lower to higher, even davening. Davening is a process. You go up until you reach Shemoneh Esrei. You don't start Shemoneh Esrei and then go down. So Beis Hillel holds, you can't liken it to Sukkot in that respect. Beis Shammai says, no, Chanukah and Sukkot are the same thing. The power surge of Sukkot gets rid of evil. The power surge of Chanukah also gets rid of evil. So you start 8, 7, 6. Beis Hillel says, no, that's biblical. Hashem could do that. Chachamim start slowly, you know, yiddle by yiddle, like they say, little by little, yiddle by yiddle, you go upward, and therefore they don't like in it. Therefore he said, Shemetchil mamshich nerech. Okay, skip the parentheses. Okay, let's learn the parentheses, whatever. I don't know where it is. It says, similar to Pesach and Sfir Sa'emet. Pesach was a gili from above. Pesach, right? Niglalem, Hashem revealed himself. Then you have the Aved of the Jew, counting Sfir Sa'emet. But Sarus, there's another interesting thing, whether it's a machzedek or not, whoever it is. You say the first day of the Omer, second day of the Omer, you say Yom Echad Lo'emer, Yom Sheni Lo'emer. It doesn't say Hayem Shnei Yamim La'emer. It's 2 days to the Emer. We say it's the second day of the Omer. Why didn't you say 2 days to Omer? We should say it's the first day of the Omer, second day of the Omer, third day of the Omer. We don't say that. We don't say Yom Sheni La'omer. Yom Sheni La'omer would mean it's the second day. I mean, it's 1 day, 2 days. We say it's the second day of the Omer, meaning it's following the Aved of the first day. In creation, when the Torah says, it was 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days means 1 day is a day by itself. Day two is a day by itself. It's not a continuation of the first day. Instead, we say it's the second day of the Omer. Third day of the Omer means it's a continuation of the first day. Right? It's a difference if you say it's day one, day two, day three, versus first day, second day, third day.
That's
the argument in Halacha, right? But he's saying over here, like, Pesach was a revelation from above, this power surge, or what did you call it?
Loading dose.
Of a revelation at the essence of Hashem. And then you come to Sfira Seimer, which again is a continuous Haveda of the Jew. First day, second day, third day, it's all one continuation of Haveda.
It is
well, the Rebbe is getting to the power of Hanukkah. That's where he's getting to.
But what I'm getting from it, it says it's lower than Sukkah.
Well, according to Beis Hillel, yes. Okay, you know, I see this parenthesis ends at the next paragraph, and it's 68. Okay, so let's. Okay, yeah. Okay, 68, first column. But there's a few things over here. Menera in the Beis Hamikdash corresponds with the Shiva Rayim, the seven shepherds. Chanukah 8 corresponds to the Shemayna Nesicha Yada. The difference is whether it's internal, external, Pnimi, Makif. Makif is the power that gets rid of all the evil forces and so on. So he says, Lhov and Bir Advarim, and now to understand what he said before about Shemayna Nesicha Yada, he says, L'chayda, Bevadai. So who's greater? Until now, the Alter Rebbe implied that the Shemayna, the eight anointed ones, are greater than the seven shepherds. Right? But L'cheira, first of all, if you think about it, who are the seven? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe. These are so great. And the other guys are later on in history. Secondly, their ability was to internalize the level of Kedusha. That's L'cheira much greater than a hoo-ha. You know, you can bring Kedusha two ways. You can... two ways a person could become a Baal Tshuva. One is by learning. And then there's the hoo-ha, the dancing and the singing turns them on and then get involved, you know. It's avoid of makif versus avoid of pnimius. Or even a chassidus of general chassidus. General chassidus was chassidus, not chabad, not the intellectual level, so to speak, for lack of better words. The hoo-ha chassidus versus the Alter Rebbe that internalized it in chabad, in way of understanding. So Lacheda, here until now, the Alter Rebbe is explaining the eight is greater than seven. But Lacheda, the seven is greater because they internalize it. It's a much more powerful level. The Vade Arayim Hem Yisenayim because they're Mashpiyim Nepnimis. Mashenkin B'Nesichei Adam, it's only external. Vahainu, he says, why? He said, because the seven Reyim's Neshamis are different than the eight Nesichei Adam. The source of the Neshamis are different. Why do these internalize level? And these are encompassing level? Because he says, the Shiva Reyim Nishmasim from Bechinas Pnimius. Vanasichim are external. Makif level. Like it says in the parentheses. Moshe is the Reim, the Eliyahu is from the Nasichim. Like it's known in Kabbalah, Moshe is Das, which is Pnimius, and Eliyahu Navi is Chitainius, the external level, meaning a Makif level. So Lacheda, who is greater, the Neshamis of Reim. As greater because that's penimius. Omnam bezeis yisimayla nesichei adam. But the advantage of the eight anointed ones, their neshamas come from eilam el yaitim and nishmas areim. Their neshamas, it's interesting, the neshamayla nesichei adam is greater, and neshamas are greater than the shiva areim. He says, "Elo shem mechinis chitzenis shala oyelyain, v'adayim em mechinis pnimis shala tachten." It's like the Mishnah says, "In you have the lowest of the high versus the highest of the low." Yeah. So it says in Pirkei Avos, "You should be the tail of the fox, zonav la'arayis for the lion, v'atirayshis shu'olim." It's better to be the tail of the lion versus the head of the fox, meaning. It's better to be the lowest of the high than the highest of the low. Right? Because it's still high. Yeah, it's lowest, but it's lowest of the high. So he says, the neshamas of the Shiva Rayim, that's the level of Pnimius. Their level is the Chit Makif level. But it's a Makif of a higher level. So he says, the Chit Seinius, the external level of the higher level, is greater than the Pnimius of the lower level. In fact, the Kabbalah brings down that Eliyahu Navi's neshama, Friedrich Rebbe Maimon brings down that Eliyahu Navi's neshama was pregnant, his mother was pregnant for 12 months. What? That's what he's saying here.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, Eliyahu Navi's his mother was pregnant 12 months. The Rebbe writes in Ha'odah that the Alter Rebbe's neshama was in pregnancy state 10 months. The Rebbe says, if you count 9 months back from Chai Elul, is Yutes Kislev. Yutes Kislev is exactly 9 months to Chai Elul. The Rebbe writes this in Ha'odah. I saw it a few times. I tried looking at for a while ago. I couldn't find, but there's definitely, I know the Rebbe says it. The Rebbe says, the Alter Rebbe was born Yutes Kislev, and I mean, he conceived Yutes Kislev. Exactly 9 months later, he was born Chai Elul. So the Rebbe asks, even though that year was a leap year, so the Rebbe writes, certain neshamas need 10 months. What's interesting, this is my own brainstorm, is probably wrong, but 10 months before Yud Aleph Nissen is Yud Beis Tammuz. Yud Beis Tammuz is 9 months before.
Is it a leap year?
So the question, that was also a leap year. The Rebbe was born in a leap year. The answer is the same thing at the Rebbe, the 10 months. So he says Aliyah Novitz and Shama came down on a greater level. Therefore, she had to be pregnant 12 months. That's what I remember learning in Friedrich Eber's Maimon. I have enough faith with our Rebbe.
9 months before is also Tisha B'Av.
What?
Yud Aleph Nissan, 9 months before that is Tisha B'Av.
Not Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is 9, this is 11.
It's Tisha B'Av. No, 9 months before is
you're based on this.
No. If it's a leap year.
Yeah, but the Nisham is 10 months.
We don't know.
No, but certain Nishamas, the Friedrich Rebbe explains, need a refinement of longer within the mother learning Tatum or whatever it is for.
The
Rebbe says that in Ratat Tzavet clearly. When the Rebbe says, the Friedrich Rebbe said that Mordechai was the Nasi of the whole generation, he's passing about himself. It's clear that the Rebbe is passing about himself.